1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of
ABC News, I'm Jacqueline Lee. As the Israel-Hamas war intensifies, families in North Gaza are fleeing to reach southern Gaza. Humanitarian pauses, allowing people to flee, and time for hostage negotiations. ABC's Inez de la Cotera is in Jerusalem.
The CIA director, Bill Burns, is in Qatar meeting with the head of the Israeli intelligence service and with the Qatari prime minister there. And we know that the U.S. has been involved in these hostage negotiations, trying to get hostages released. We know that Americans are among the hostages. And we know that Qatar has been instrumental in terms of securing the release of those four hostages who were released earlier.
Next week in San Francisco, President Biden will meet with China's leader. Those talks will take place on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit. A Florida federal judge has rejected the request by former President Trump's attorneys to delay the special counsel's classified documents trial. It's still set for May 20th, but the judge left the door open to revisit the trial date. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. A West Bend man who went missing has been found. Authorities issued a green alert for 30-year-old Anthony Michael Weary, who went missing Thursday night. He was located in Washington County and is safe. The Green Bay City Council has passed a $132 million budget proposal for 2024. That's a 6.8% increase over last year. Part of the package calls for more police, a rental inspection position, and new positions within the Department of Public Works. Dozens of activists came together in Alloway to protest prison conditions. The protesters gathered outside the Green Bay Correctional Institution Thursday night, hoping to create change for inmates and employees of the prison. They are calling conditions in the GBCI inhumane. The facility has been under lockdown and with movement restrictions in place since early summer. It's been reported the inmates have been confined to their cells, shower once a week, and don't receive medical attention, in some cases for cancer treatment. That's what you need to know. Pete Schwabe, 97.9 News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything, vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, he made no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 43 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 29 tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. 44 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. UK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. No, all calls are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it, as always, is being made. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about the gridlock in the House of Representatives on keeping the government open after November 17. Today is November 10. We're talking 7 days. 7 days. And here is the update. 7 days, you'd think that they would work round the clock, wouldn't you? Well, they aren't. They didn't. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, man of mystery, no bank accounts, no checking accounts, no fingerprints. He's invisible, but he's two heartbeats away from the presidency. He sent everybody home for a nice four-day weekend. Yeah, go home. What the hell? You know, fly out to California, fly to Texas, fly to Alaska. What do we care? Government's going to shut down 7 days. Well, here's what's going on. Behind the scenes, the problem is, and then here's the solution. The problem is that they had votes. They wanted to schedule votes